Hey there, Wild One. It's Mandy, and welcome back to Wildly Intentional. If you've been feeling like the back-to-school sprint is finally starting to wear off, but now all of a sudden the holidays are suddenly speeding at you, breathe. You're not alone. Today's episode is especially for the mavericks and the rooted seekers out there, the ones craving rhythm and meaning in a world that just keeps speeding up and hitting you. Transitions are hard. Let's just say it. Whether your kids are in school, they're homeschooled, or they're somewhere in between, shifting from summer's looseness into fall's routine can be clunky, but it can also be powerful. This is a season of small adjustments, not massive overhauls. Today, we're slowing down to anchor into something I call routines. Routines that are rooted in your values and help your family feel grounded, not overwhelmed. This is your gentle fall rhythm reset. And it's also your exclusive sneak peek inside something I've been quietly building behind the scenes for months, the Wild and Rooted Seasonal Journal and Planner. And it's about to change the way that families start their days. So pour something warm, take a deep breath, and let's fall into rhythm. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come. With a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Fall's magic comes in the rustle of golden leaves, the smell of apple pie, and the excitement of harvest time. It's a time to notice the little changes that tell us we're entering a new rhythm. You can observe squirrels gathering acorns. You see fields full of pumpkins. You have a hot drink warming your hands on a cold morning. Fall is that sweet in-between. It's the calm before the rush. The air cools, the light shifts. You can almost feel your body saying, slow down. But life doesn't always cooperate, am I right? The kids, they're growing fast, our schedules are full, and somehow you're trying to keep it all together while remembering what day it even is. That's why rhythm matters. And building it into your home, your days, and your family flow is so powerful. This isn't about being perfect. It's about giving your family a root system to hold on to when everything around you feels like it's speeding up. In our family, I started calling them routines. routines. Yeah, with two O's. It's the word I use for rhythms that are rooted in your family values. Not rigid, not perfect, purposeful. They're habits, flows, and check-ins that keep your family grounded and growing. Think of it as flexible rhythms for morning, daily, and evening that help you move through life with more ease and a lot more intention. Routines reduce emotional overload. They make the day predictable, especially for kids. They're about creating a flow that fits your season, your kids, and your life right now. They help you automate the boring stuff so you can focus on the beautiful things. Routines aren't about being busy. They're about stability. They're about finding calm. So let's start with mornings, because honestly, that's where most of us feel the chaos first. Maybe your morning routine looks like a short wake-up ritual, a shared breakfast, or a daily question like, what's one thing you're looking forward to today? Whatever it is, the point is rhythm, not rigidity. So you want to know the truth? I have never been a morning person. I loved sleeping in. I mean, I still do. But that just hasn't been reality in my life for almost 9 years now. Between breastfeeding, work, homeschool, life, it's chaos for me before coffee. But something that's actually helped me is a phrase that I made up one morning. Head to toe, ready to go. I think I've told you before, I really like poetry and little sayings. And this phrase has been inspired by something that my husband says. His version's a little bit more colorful. He always says, spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. I thought that was cute, and I wanted something that would resonate not only with me, but the kids. So instead of me barking orders like, hey, did you brush your teeth? You need to brush your hair. Where are your socks? Now I just say, hey, you've got until 8:30 to be head to toe, ready to go. And you know what? They get it. They start scanning their own bodies. They take ownership and they notice what's missing. It's been a total game changer. And it's now built into the seasonal journal and planner. I haven't talked about this much yet, but since March, I've been building something I needed. A way to help my kids build rhythm and reflection into their days without me having to micromanage it. So I created this seasonal journal and planner for kids. And it's a series where there will be additions for each season, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And it's a tool that blends creativity, mindfulness, and responsibility. So this one's just for them, the kids. Because they deserve tools that teach them to take ownership of their days, not just to follow orders. And yes, once I finish the full set of these seasonal versions, there will be a parent edition too for all four seasons. So we can walk this rhythm right alongside them. And I have to say, I got my talented friend to do all the illustrations, and it's made the whole planner feel so next level. It's cohesive, it's fun, and it's full personality. It's visually beautiful and functional. This isn't just a planner. It's a keepsake or a portfolio of their memories, the things they've been working on, the goals they were setting. My daughter literally curls up with hers in bed. She brings it to breakfast. She uses it to start her day feeling calm, confident, and proud. I've got another family using it this fall, and here's what they said. Adeline is a 9-year-old who told me, it's the first thing I open every morning. I feel organized and I love all the extra activities and the fun ideas. And her mom told me, this journal empowers Adeline to take ownership of her routines while giving me space to support our younger kids. It's helped us build a daily rhythm that's both meaningful and manageable. That's exactly why I made it. Life is always changing. Just like the seasons. But when you have routines in place, you create something that lasts. Confidence, independence, and calm. Your kids start showing up with more focus. Your mornings feel smoother. And you finally have space to breathe. Routines help families flow instead of fight. Now, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need this in my life, I've got you. The Wild and Rooted Seasonal Journal and Planner is officially open for pre-order. And it is so good. I'm so excited about this. You can create and track your routines. Set seasonal goals with my Grow Method. That's also going to be a separate episode. Reflect on your day, your ideas, and seasonal prompts. Explore the outdoors and the world around you. Draw, doodle, dream, wonder, and wander. This isn't just a planner or just a journal. It's a rhythm system for real families. So when you pre-order, you'll get instant access to the Routine Builder Bonus Bundle, a digital download to help you start building calm today. So you don't have to wait for the box or your planner to arrive. You can start shifting your family's rhythm this week. And here's the other bonus. For listeners of this episode, thank you very much, by the way. I really appreciate you. Pre-order this planner before November 15th and use the code WINTERCHEER for 10% off. You can grab the Winter Student Planner now at wildlyintentional.com/winter. I've got everything you need to get your copy in the show notes. Because calm mornings, connected evenings, and confident kids doesn't just happen. We build them one routine at a time. And keep an eye out, because the winter edition is where I'll be layering in more reflection and evening routines, including one of my favorites, clean and snug, time to unplug. It's all about closing the day well. That's what this planner does. It's not just pretty paper. It's a rhythm system for real families. So go grab it before you forget it. Trust me, you'll be so glad you did. This week, pick one rhythm to tune up. Morning, daily, or evening. Try it out. Notice what works and celebrate the small wins. This season, don't aim for perfection. Aim for rhythm. Aim for connection. Aim for rooted living. For me, the goal is simple. More families feeling rooted, not rushed. If this encouraged you today, please share this episode or the planner with a friend who would love a gentler, more grounded start to their day. Let's help more families find their rhythm and live more wildly intentional. You still have time to enjoy fall, to slow down before the holiday hustle hits. You get to decide what you say yes to this season. If funds, time, or energy are limited, prioritize what feels good for your family. Bundle up, get outside, share some laughs, and root yourself in what's real. Next week, I've got a fun conversation with Molly Knuth. She's the founder of Molly Knuth Media and the host of the Found podcast. We talk about her journey from teacher to marketing consultant and how she's helping women build businesses that are rooted in their values and what it really means to follow your energy and lead with intention. It's full of practical tips on planning, prioritizing, and sustainable marketing without losing yourself in the process. Until then, my friend, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.